Yo, so back. It's been how long, Luke? Maybe
4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months away. Nah, it's not been that long.
Nah,
did
nah,
a couple
a
in
couple
January.
Months.
Did a couple in January.
Yeah.
Over,
oh,
like,
in the studio.
Without,
it's only been 4 months. In December, last time we was with you, though. Anyway,
yeah. Out the studio, it's been here about 4 or 5 months, maybe.
But you was dropping content around March, innit?
Yeah.
Now we stopped for like maybe 6 weeks or something. But it hasn't been that long. But yeah, we're back. Obviously, the spoken record, as we always say when we link up. The On Record podcast, spoken word. Today we're going to be talking on the Noel Clark situation. We haven't really heard, I think you were saying to me the other day, we haven't really heard too many podcasts or just, you know, like media outlets talking on it. I guess
surprising.
That's
because they're all boys in them.
Now, you know what it is? Because I hear Chucky always kind of talk on it. Like, I think, you know, the Duck situation before we go into Noel Clark. Like, he wanted to hear all the facts before
he spoke on it.
Starting to, like, you know,
I could understand that from Chucky, though, because obviously those people were saying, oh, these are fabricated, the screenshots and all that, and
I
understand that.
What we'll say is that I'm not gonna say he did it or didn't, I don't know, innit, but we'll just talk about the allegations and then...
I'm not accusing him, but I'm just saying, on the Dutch one as well, I know Chucky said the reason and probably why people right now aren't doing it is because they're like, oh, we don't know if this is... Like,
they haven't done everything.
Hasn't been confirmed, even though, like, we can speak about that more. But yeah, so who knows, like, the main kind of thing about what actually happened in terms of the series of events with him?
I can't lie. I'll say it erupts like a volcano to be honest. Like, so one minute he's winning the BAFTA Awards. He's winning the BAFTA Awards. Didn't he appear on... Who did he appear on? What show did he appear on recently? I actually have no idea. Was
probably
it like Graham Norton or something?
Graham Norton
or something
like that.
Winning the BAFTA Awards.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, an allegation comes out saying he's done something.
Let me Google it.
And then another one. And then another like 20 plus now.
Like 20, who's that? You know the woman that's she's quite famous now. She's actor, UK actress. She's come out and said it as well, huh?
Kill Outwood.
Nah, it's Michaela Cole, I think we. That name. Do you know what I'm talking about? Let me show you a picture. I think she's come out and said something about it as well. Yeah, her. Michaela Cole.
You know
who that is?
Yeah.
I think she came out and said a few, because she's obviously done quite a lot of work over the last, like, how old she is? 30 now. She's done quite a lot of stuff.
She's big, man.
I thought she just literally said, I like support you girls that have come forward, because she did that, what's it called? The thing on BBC.
BBC,
something, I Must Kill You or something like that.
About people?
You Must Die or something like that,
It's like
a short
story
scene
or something like that,
Yeah.
It was about like how she went out on a date one night and got like raped, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I've seen a bit of that too.
So this was unconnected to the North.
But I'm saying the thing is, because she's like, I've just checked her age as well, she's like in her 30s now, Noel Clark, where is he, 45? We were talking about this before. These are all in the UK scene especially, they all work on the same things. Like he's a director, as we said. He's probably had his hand in a lot of different projects over the last, 2 decades. She's probably seen it, she's one of the people that's accused him, but she's definitely probably heard stories from other actresses or...
But what did she say, like?
I think she's just coming out to, like, support people and say, I'm behind you.
Do you know what it could be? It could be the fact, it's not because there's nothing to do with him, but if she's saying that something's happened to her before, it's more of a thing like, now if women are saying things, don't be so quick to dismiss it. Just say, listen.
That's what I think she did. Because obviously she's that whole thing about like being abused by men.
Yeah.
So she was basically saying that, oh yeah, I support you. I know how.
Nah, the thing is, it's like 20 accusations. So
that's why. But I did hear like apparently like some of these women came out before, because I heard someone say, why didn't they come forward before? Like, apparently like they came forward like 9 years ago or something, and obviously they shouldn't believe them.
Nah, we were saying before this as well. I was saying to these men that when he won the BAFTA, that would make you mad. Because he came out and started, everyone was celebrating.
Was it his first BAFTA though?
His second, but he won. Like, I think he won.
He was on the spotlight recently because I think he's got a show on ITV. Yeah. And they cancelled the last episode.
Yeah.
And people were outraged.
He won contribution to cinema. So it's a big award.
He's at his highest point. So obviously that's where they're gonna try to take him down.
The last BAFTA he one was the Rising Star, so I was like, I know it's big, but this is like
that was probably the fourth.
Dedication to like the UK film industry, so that's a big award for him. Everyone celebrating him. He made that speech about like trying to help minority groups, and he wants him to be the role model. So when people hear that, they're like, "Wait a second,
but you've done this,
which
is a fair point. I don't think that's like a weird time to come out. Like,
no, not at all, because I'd be angry if like someone had racially abused me or something.
Yeah, and then
I'm seeing them now winning all these awards.
Do you know what? It's actually you got some points as well. And by the way, so I hear those points and I agree as well. It's like some people's narrative though is quite the opposite. They're gonna say, why specifically, if you win, we know your lost points as well, makes sense, but why specifically when he wins awards? So if he didn't win no award, at what point was you gonna come forward and say
you've done this? Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So apparently like they did come forward like years before, but no one like believed them. No. So they obviously like did it again. People started
gained all the attraction, innit?
Yeah, because obviously it's straight after like the Me Too movement and stuff. I feel like it's probably more like if someone comes forward, people are more likely to listen. So I think
these allegations. What did these women did they go to the press or?
I actually don't know in depth, but apparently, like I think someone like 9 years ago, some of them came forward and was like, "Oh yeah,
this was really
wrong." But also that Adam Deacon guy that obviously like worked with him said stuff like he's a bully before. Anyways, like so people have come forward before. But I think obviously where he was. Like where Adam was like mentally.
He's at his peak in his career.
Yeah, where Noel was. Apparently like Noel sort of made it seem like like he was going through mental health problems.
Do you know what's interesting about this one though? You know what makes, for me, in my opinion, what makes it even more madder, or word this carefully, is that it's actually madder that actually Mandem are saying things as well. Because normally when you hear these things, obviously it's women saying these stuff, but your guys, do you know what I mean? Saying, yo, you've done this to me and you've done this stuff. Yeah. So do you not think that actually heightens it? Like, well, this makes the case a bit more unique than other people. People get accused of all the time.
The thing is, I don't think it is because Adam, I don't think he said anything. He said it way before, if that makes sense. So he's obviously said...
I think he said something like he was bullying him as well or something on set. And
like,
but everyone called him a crazy guy at the time.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, that's ruined my career. So I think people knew that beforehand. I just don't think anyone believed him. If that makes sense. So I don't think they treat it.
He really is Sam from Kiddlehood, bro. That's what they're trying to make him out to be, bro. Beat up women and all that.
Played the part too well.
But the thing is, I know your point, but what I'm gonna say is that it comes under like negative connotations. Do you know what I mean? Of harassment, you're bullying. You're doing these things to women. Like Asher D, who's been working with him closely, saying to him, "I can't condone." It's like he doesn't properly accuse him.
I was saying this before, bro. He doesn't want to say too much.
Do you know what I mean? It's like
these men have been working together for like what, 3 decades now.
Yeah.
I said this before as well. If you call me or I call you or whatever, you're gonna be like, wait a second. Was this guy's been around me for how long now?
Yeah. What was that? 10+ years or something?
Did he not like see something?
Yeah, I was gonna say. And if anything, people were like be judging everyone that's around him because they'd be like,
you've
never seen him like bully someone on set and said nothing. Oh, you might have seen him do something a bit weird that you've been, like, completely ignored. When, in fact, he might have not seen anything. Do you know what I mean? So,
I don't know.
I wouldn't, and also I wouldn't come forward.
Set as well, like, director, like, I don't know.
I wouldn't come forward and say stuff until I knew the facts.
That's what I was saying to you before the show. I was saying, listen, I see what you're saying. People say it can be easy for us to say, oh, surely you knew something because you worked with him. But some people, they hide things very well, man.
Yeah.
They do hide things very well.
I understand.
They do find things very well.
Yeah, but it's a lot of like I'm reading this article now. They're saying like it's a lot of like on set he's just making inappropriate comments or touching people and stuff like that. I feel like that's not really like subtle. I think that's like,
but it depends like
someone else must have heard that.
But it depends what the comment was. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because if he made an inappropriate comment, which might offend you, but if you don't think it's inappropriate, you're not gonna pick up on it. You're like, cool.
Yeah, and then you got the thing that you were talking about, like man, like Barrowman slapping his penis on people and shit, like. All that.
Do you see the clip
that resurfaced?
You don't see the clip that resurfaced this. So Noel Clark, he's got a microphone. He's on.
Yeah.
He's on stage with a few of his people that he's worked with.
Yeah.
And he's saying like, obviously the guy is. You mentioned he's gay, but he's acting mad as well. So he's going around putting his like his penis on like women's shoulders and joking around. But because he's gay.
Because he's gay.
No one's batting an eyelid as such. Then
Noel Clark was doing it in a comedic manner.
Yeah, that's it.
Noel Clark had the mic in his hand, pretended to be a penis, and he was actually slapping it on the woman's shoulder. He's going around.
Yeah.
Or Tom Brown was doing this, doing that. The whole audience is laughing and all that, and then no.
Oh, but was he like saying, oh, this is what's happened?
He's like, this is what happened. Joe Barrowman just does this. Next thing you know.
But then I think that's completely different from like. Because obviously he's making a joke about it, if that makes sense. Like,
The
intention was like, oh, I haven't done this way.
But then he actually said that, like, oh, well, I'm surprised he actually gets away with it. Maybe it's because he's a homosexual, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? That's what that's what you said in the clip, innit?
Oh, I haven't seen the clip, to be honest.
I haven't seen it ever. But I don't know, like, that's even mad though for him. I don't think, like, if you're
doing making light of it, innit, bro?
That you don't know like that.
Because this clip's a few years old, innit?
I would go as far as say, like, a lot of comedians do things like you would be like,
yeah.
It wouldn't run outside.
But, but I feel like, because you can't be doing that to people, like, your work, like, because you wouldn't do that, like, say, obviously, these men.
Wasn't it like an award show or something? Is that what you guys are saying?
No, was
it
was,
like,
a, I think
it was on set for Doctor Who, I think.
It was on set for Doctor Who. When it was talking about it, just.
Oh, I thought you meant it was like filmed for like the BBC or something.
No,
it was, like, well, it was for the BBC.
Yeah, but like doing stand up. Like,
oh, yeah. Nah, but the thing is that it's the workplace, innit? You wouldn't go into your work and start slapping your cock on someone, innit?
But to be fair, like when I was doing employment, like uni, they were like, like if you do a racial slur at work, and that's just like the norm at work, it doesn't always like count as racism. So like if I start calling you nigger, but if I was white and I called you nigger, you were like,
but I've reported HR's.
But like if that was a workplace culture where like so you know, like swearing at people at work can get you like struck off and stuff. Like if you're like rude to someone, if you tell like your manager to fuck off, or like your manager tells you to fuck off, you get them in trouble. But like if that's just the norm at your work, where you always tell each other to fuck off, it's not actually like a problem. So if like
bloodline, did it?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So to be honest, if I was anyone that was like around now, I wouldn't probably be like speaking out. I'd probably do what like Michaela Cole did and just maybe put like a statement out and be like, oh, I don't agree with like sort of like any woman or like anybody. But I wouldn't like him that was at now, if that makes sense. Because also you put yourself in a legal position as well.
Don't he have a missus as well?
Yeah, he's married.
He's
married.
He's married. He's got kids.
That's the thing, bro.
20 accusations is very, very mad.
That's what. That is. Listen, I hope it's not true, but what? I'm gonna lie, 20 allegations.
If it was like one or two, bro, that's the difference.
Yeah, where there's like smoke, 20. Where there's smoke, there's fire, man. That's what I'm gonna say.
That's very, very mad. And the thing you said about Cuba Gooding Jr. is also is that people you don't really think is gonna be.
What did he actually do?
He was a madness, man. Apparently, he was wild for time, though. He's been around since like the 80s, 90s, bro. Apparently, he had a reputation for being a bit of a wild boy, innit? He has a nickname called Butt Naked or something like that. He strips naked, even like, innit? Like, but that's what basically what I was saying.
He plays, he doesn't necessarily come across that.
Yeah, but what I was saying is very similar to like Cuba Gooding Jr. because these are two actors that you wouldn't think that from them, innit? And obviously, they put a lot of people
but then
on,
I
innit?
Think if you ever did think of. Like, it was always the ones that you don't think of.
Even Spacey, look at Kevin Spacey as well, man. Like, his ones.
Yeah, yeah, but I feel like if you did think about, like, if you did think they were the kind of person to do that, you wouldn't, like, support all their endeavours, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you knew what Jimmy Savile was on, I would hope you weren't, like, supporting him. Or if you thought he was, like, that way inclined, you would hopefully be like.
Someone like Kevin Spacey, he was close to, like, the industry, especially in the UK. I think he had his own fear and all that, and that's where he used to go to and do his madness and all that, innit? So
yeah,
he has a lot of contribution to cinema, same like Noel Clark. So it's like you wouldn't expect these people that they love their, they try to perfect their crafts and all that, and they're doing all these madnesses.
But I feel like
big productions like Sky and BBC and all that, like,
it's true.
Yeah, but I feel like if the BBC knew, they would overlook it anyways. Like, come on.
But
like,
you
look at who's been on their roster.
They've had reports, they've had
but they're gonna look at how valuable someone is.
Only now coming out and condemning it because
it's
everybody
is.
They know these people have reported this before to the BBC. I can guarantee you that
sat Noel Clark down. I was like, no, we can't do this anymore. This is getting out of hand.
The thing with Noel Clark, because the thing is, not just an actor, he's a director as well.
Yeah.
The director has more power than an actor. You're just playing the part.
Yeah.
So do you know what? Sometimes a lot of these people that they wanna. It's like every man and woman for themselves at the time. It's like you're coming up. You just want to get you just want to get your name in the game, get established, and get your roles. Your first role. If the director's saying you do this, you kind of just like even if you don't really want to do, you're gonna do it because you feel like I could just replace you. Like, you're not gonna get.
Yeah.
Don't do what I want. It's my show.
Yeah.
Get out. I'll be someone else in it.
Yeah.
Because some of the allegations I'm hearing, let's talk about some of these, isn't it? It's like, there's an unnecessary sex scene that was in one.
Yeah.
So many things I can't even keep up, but one of it, and then it's like it didn't need to be there, but it was more to do with it wasn't for the film, it was just to do for his own eyes in the moment. You know what I mean? He's wanted to see that, and she felt uncomfortable or something, but he was like, no, we got to do this.
Yeah.
So
actually, like, and I suppose where, like you said, like where he was in his career, like being a director, he has a lot of power. So even though, like, but there's always someone above you, if that makes sense. So.
Yeah.
I get if you're an actor, you went and reported him, like, who would you report him to? Like, you're probably going to have to go to someone in the BBC who probably is just going to overlook it. They'll be like, or they'll go straight to him, like, complaints being made about you. And it's not going to be hard to figure out who it's about. So.
No, it's hard. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you know you've done it, you're gonna be like, okay, now you're off the set.
Yeah.
We can get rid of you like quickly. That's the problem, and that's the thing that I said to you before this as well. Like, even if one woman doesn't want to do it, he'll just find someone else that will. Satisfy whatever fetish she's got for that. Because they, as you said, they know. He knows they need their first role. He's gonna exploit that, but I don't know. Like, 20 is a lot of accusations. That's the problem. That is the main problem. I don't really think you can look past.
And it's like colleagues as well, like that you thought when you used to look back and think, I swear they were, like, when I saw them, I'm thinking, them two were cool though. Like, why, do you know what I mean? It's like, now they're saying it and it's worse.
But I feel like it's one of those things like where you don't always deep the disrespect at the time. Like, you might feel uncomfortable, but you don't actually realise until someone else comes forward and be like, do you know what, actually they did that?
Yeah, that was mad.
Because if you're feeling like you're the only one he's done that to, you might just be like, if I say anything, people just think I'm a liar, especially with his position. So if like all three of you came forward with something and then I'd be like, should that happen to me? It would make sense to all come forward. So I get why people didn't come forward, and I get why people probably didn't say anything to anyone else. They went straight to the media, because I feel like if you've seen the climate, go straight to the media is probably the easiest way to get something sorted. Because even if you complain to the BBC, they're just like, cool. They'll just keep it in house, do you know what I mean? They wouldn't.
Yeah, they'll try and not leak it. Because they want to make money. At the end of the day, like Sky, BBC, they want to make money. So if they can keep these accusations and report in house, and they'll do that.
And you got to think about how many TV companies work. He's worked BBC for ITV. They're the main ones that people get their news from in the UK. Like, so if you complain, it's all in their interest. It's not like
BBC done Kidderhood, I swear, didn't they?
Yeah,
and Adulthood too.
Yeah.
So they definitely know about this shit.
So all these like big media platforms, they're not gonna bring it to the news. Just like how it hasn't come to the news in like great detail, because obviously it's in their interest not to.
Let's just say hypothetically this was true, you know, and I'm not saying that I don't know. Yeah. Let's just say hypothetically it was to be true. So obviously actually you saw the statements coming out saying all this stuff. Let's say like he's seen snippets or some bookiness, isn't it, or some madness. Like, is he just doing it now to protect himself? Because if he's working closely with him, you work with him closely, and you just want to protect
him. People already calling for that.
I
would protect myself, because if I'm completely innocent and I know as a person, I'd
probably. Of course you would. He's living his best life right now, man. He's on men's health. He's transformed his whole body and all that. He's got a couple gigs going on and all that, man.
Anything.
Of course you protect him.
If I saw it happening, I'd probably pull him aside, and he might have done that. I wouldn't say anything. Moving a bit mad, but I'm not going to come out to the press, because if anything, like, it's going to backfire on you straight away, like how it has.
That's the thing, he's come on Instagram to say something, so it's actually
what did he say?
Oh, you know, that's what he put the statement on social media. That's what people are getting onto him saying, surely you must have knew something, you've been working with this guy. Because think about it, like, if Noah Clark
go on, read that.
Oh, you want me to read it?
I was gonna say that in short, like, basically just distancing himself from it.
He's literally saying, my thoughts are with women. I am shocked and deeply saddened by what I've heard in multitude of levels. I could have never condoned this behaviour or the nature neither, nor out in or out of the workplace. And whilst Noel has been my friend and colleague for several years, I cannot stand by ignoring these allegations. Sexual harassment and bullying have no place in our industry. Everyone has the right to be safe, workplace, and moving forward, I pledge my dedication to it. That's what I would have done.
It's just a standard thing to say.
Yeah.
Some people might argue you not to say anything at all then, if you really didn't know that anything.
No, you have to say something.
Yeah, but I feel like
you don't need to make it sound
because I feel like if it's your friend and you haven't noticed your friend's doing the madness, you feel a bit guilty anyways, because like, you might not participate in it, but by the fact you haven't noticed it, people a bit like,
I wouldn't have thought. I'm not like you. I didn't notice something.
You got like, I don't know, not guilty. Like, say for instance, like, police came in, busted through a door, like, oh, Luke's murdered something, one like 10 minutes ago, and you haven't picked up on any of the signals, that I'm like, acting a bit weird. It would be a bit like, do you know what I mean? You'd be like, what? Shit. And people would automatically think,
there's a slight difference.
Always guilty by association.
I'll say it's slight different. If I clocked sight, I don't know you're doing something, but I thought there were off movements, then I'll feel guilty. But if I can, some people are like really good at hiding things, usually completely
these aren't murder allegations. These are like,
in the
workplace. I feel like he must have known 20 people across that. That's probably just a fraction of it as well. Like,
do you know what? To me, three people is too many already.
I feel like one person is too many.
One person is too many, but one person is like this, because you have heard stories obviously before where it's been like, oh, they might have had some kind of dispute or something, one thing, like, you know, then they want to drag someone down. But yeah, one is even mad, but like 20, it's not, it's like, it's, come on, man. It's,
yeah.
He's,
finished. It wasn't like 20 like after each other. This man like collected like how many was it initially? Like I think it was 20 initially, wasn't it? Yeah, mm-hmm. Collected like 19 people initially, and then put the story out. So he's obviously had to find these people. These people like felt the need to come forward, or they spoke to each other like, oh, this happened to me.
Yeah, well, they willingly. Like, yeah, they definitely know that.
That's why, at least someone on that
why
list.
Why they going? Why didn't they go to the police or?
Probably did.
Apparently,
but
yeah,
then again, the things that are being reported, like one of the women I got like assaulted or harassed was, I think it's something like, I like long hair because it means I've got something to pull on. So it's like you can't really go into the police with that, because like even like last
who said that? Who said that?
Noel Clark said that to a woman on set.
What, allegedly?
Well, yeah, that's what she said. But you can't really go to the police with that. That's not something that you're going to get someone arrested for.
It's not substantial. Yeah. You have to have proof of him saying it.
How many times has someone said something about your hair, for example, or your, like, say, made a comment about something to do with your, like, you know what I mean, your background, your culture? You can't really be like, I'm going to the police with that. Do you know what I mean? Because it's going to be like, well,
and if anything, they might
start
going, oh, what do the people around say?
Literally,
you and him.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't really prove these things.
Yeah, there's something. And it's tricky, you
know. It's things like, you know, like rape, I can't even remember how many, isn't it? Like, they only like convict like 1%.
Yeah, it's like 99% of like accused people get, like,
don't get anywhere with it. And at some point, they might have had proof of it. And they have
went inside. You can't really, especially with things like that, inappropriate comments, even touching sometimes, it's going to be like, well, no one's seen it.
And harassment is a different thing from like someone physically, has he attacked any women? Like, has he physically attacked them?
I feel like maybe, the main stories I'm seeing on like...
But like the woman with the hair pulling, you could say that was harassment, but like then.
The comment, innit?
Yeah. Like the thing with the culture,
you brought up a good point though, a couple of points. You know when we done with Elena about harassment, man? It's like a vague, because like sometimes it could be come across like a vague term, innit? But some people might think that is harassment.
The thing is, harassment though can be subjective. I'm being honest with you, and I said that because, and I'll still say it to this day, because what one person can say is harassment, and I'm gonna say no, I'm not thinking that, aren't you?
And that's what I was saying earlier about like the culture. If it's like, if everyone's just calm with it, and no one's ever brought it up before, and it's happened loads of times, you can't really then say that's harassment because it's now offended you, if that makes sense. So if I'm constantly like badgering you about something, like your hair, you can't then be like, the one time it actually affects you, everyone's like, well, that's just generally the culture of the company, or like just how everyone's around. Which I was like, because I remember like literally one of the cases I was doing, it was like an Asian woman, and the man made like a comment about like Asian women.
Yeah.
And it went to the court, and I was like, oh, not every, like, what was the, like, say? I think it's just like, not every racially slanted phrase can be cast as racism, just because.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in the workplace culture, you've said something back to him as well now. So that now defeats
that's the thing to do.
So if he said that to her and she said something back to him,
yeah,
he could literally like, well, she said this back to me, and they might be like, well, that kind of cancels it out because you're playing along, do you know what I mean?
So, you know those words, yeah, it's like before it gets anywhere, so it's.
It's like, you know, when you're even at school and you're like saying, oh, someone's done this to me, and they're like, well, what'd you do back? And then you say what you've done back, they're like, well, basically cancel yourself out, do you know what I mean? Or if there's no proof of it, it's a bit like, okay, well, just leave it. Like, there's not much people can do after. Unless it's been like filmed on camera and like you've shown you're like pretty awkward about
it. The thing is, as well, like, Noel Clark, the thing, I feel like, let's be real, I feel like these things, it's gonna go away.
You think?
Because, as we just said, it's harassment. Unless he's actually assaulted, I feel like he's gonna like deny it.
He's denied allegations, but he said something about he'll seek help or something.
Yeah, but I feel like so if I'm like, being honest,
I think it's a
that's the PR
thing,
person that's come forward and be like, you need to deny this.
He'll come for like 3 years. Not that he needs the money anyway, but
well, actually, I don't know, because I thought Dutch Avail would be a rap, but he looked like he's making a comeback. So
Dutch is not coming back.
He dropped
a couple, yeah, but you see, that's a very, very, very mad set of accusations. Yeah. That is a very, very.
I'm not gonna lie, I think.
Bro, I heard his tune on the radio the other day, man. I think it was Capital Extra, man.
So I feel like when it comes to kids,
yeah,
as well,
I was
like,
in the gym.
I feel like, in terms of my friends, I haven't heard a single person talk about him since that.
Yeah, I don't.
Because before that,
like,
yeah, cool.
I've seen like
a lot of people are saying, yeah, this guy's next up, but.
I saw like, what's it called? Like the Shade Borough, like, posted something about Dutch. And people were like, why are you posting this? Like,
yeah, yeah,
like,
no one
touch
really cares. Like,
even, call him,
the
yeah.
thing is, as well, like, for him, like, it's not even the fact of people aren't even really discussing it anymore. It's actually, he's just.
Yeah.
He's just not relevant.
I think people know, like, obviously, people, he's there in the back of my mind, like, I didn't bring him up.
Yeah, but like, see, like, when he comes on, like, say, if I had him, it's almost like, and I hear him, like, next, because I'm just like, I don't even really want to listen to this guy now. It's a bit mad. But
do you know what? I don't think
what for not?
Oh man, because think about it, let's just say for example they say no, nothing's going on. He's gonna still want to work. He's gonna produce something new.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's not like Dutch is the brand. So he is the person that's going on stage. Noel Clarke is the director. So I feel like in 5 years' time, people will be like, oh, yeah,
he could even do it tomorrow. Like you might not even know that he's been.
Well, yeah, he might just leave out the credits. Yeah. You know, he could do it.
He might just have to do like a Roman Polanski film and just. Just exile the island, bro. Come out of the UK. Start directing movies overseas in Europe or something, bro.
Yeah, but we'll get work in America or something.
We'll get work here, do you know what I mean? They just won't, like, they might just be like, oh, we need him as, like, an advice.
He actually might be finished,
Like,
still.
He might just not be able to act.
Well, with cancel culture, man, you think you get looking again?
Jeremy does depend. Like, people like R. Kelly, like, I'm not like, I feel like people slap it in private. Like, I'm not gonna lie, slap this song in private.
Cut down. That's you, bro. That's not me, bro.
Yeah, I mean, if you check my Spotify, it's all there, isn't it? I'm not gonna lie. I won't lie about that, but. Stuff like that, yeah. I would never claim him in public. Like, DJs don't play him, do you know what I mean? But, like,
yeah, they stop playing
them. It's one of them ones that, comes back to that question, like, can you separate what the artist from the art kind of thing?
Well, like, look at Kevin Spacey, bro. Like,
can you enjoy kidhood now? But not fuck with, do you know what I mean? Can you separate kidhood?
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Have you not watched House of Cards?
I haven't, but I know it's popular.
It's sick. I love House of Cards, yeah. And basically, the last season, they killed him off in it in the series, and it was his wife in it, and it was dead. It got the most deadest ratings and all that, bro. And I'm just like, bro.
Slightly wish you said
life. Fuck what you done, yeah? But no, you can't. Yeah. Kevin Spacey, you have to have him in the house. He is House of Cards. You know what I'm saying?
That's a bit like what they did with Noel, isn't it? Like where they cancel the episode. I wasn't even.
Yeah, but that's wrong, though, man. Because he wasn't the only person on that show, saying, man. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Everyone, man. But other people contributed to that show as well. It wasn't just him.
A bit like it's the last episode, yeah. So I'm not gonna lie.
I'll be pissed, man. If you was invested in that, man, I'll be pissed, man.
Nah, I'm not even from a viewer's perspective. Tough shit, but from. As you said, the other people that worked on this, actors that might have been
coming,
had big roles in this.
They put everything into that.
You can't now cancel that show just because of him.
You've
got to release it. That's what I'm thinking anyway. I think they probably will eventually, or maybe they'll have to rewrite it or something, cut him out, but you can't really do that. But he's not finished. He'll have a hand in something, he'll advise on something, he just won't be left in the credits.
Like, how many times do people actually look at the directors or like a producer? Unless it's like an award when they bring
someone, somebody will, and he'll come on Twitter and oh my god, he's back. But,
yeah.
But how strong are these allegations though? Because like you see what other.
It's not like the strength, it's the quantity.
The thing is, they were digging up tweets from him saying something about in 2012.
But they're tweets, man. Everyone's got mad tweets, man. Do you know what I'm saying? No, I didn't see it.
Tweets.
It's not like something like Dutch where you're seeing photographic evidence.
He's commenting on something about something to do with women, and then people saying like, it's not actually completely wrong what some people's opinions on, you know, tweeters.
What did he say?
I can't remember exactly what he said, but I saw a tweet. Some newspaper got tweets from 2012 of him saying something. Some people were like, what in 2012 he said. Blah blah blah. It's all to do in correlation with all the allegations that
are coming.
Like, you know what these papers are like, man. They'll clip you up from like years ago. You say something, and
they're going
to fit the narrative or portrayed in it. So it's like.
But I feel like things with like tweets and stuff, I don't think really hold. Like that's when cancel culture is literally not a thing. Like it's all what happens with like Nella Rose and all those lot. Like people like, oh yeah.
Nella Rose, like that was never really like, I don't know why people cancelled her anyway, because it was never about, it was more, if anything, kind of slyly self-hate. Like,
that's what I was
and
thinking.
And she was like 13.
13, man. 13, bro, come on.
People say
stupid
things,
man.
Like, why are you cancelling her for
that's
that?
Ridiculous.
Like, why are you
cancelling? The thing is, I feel like people just said it was cancelled, but everyone knew like, well, what happened like a week later when her dad died and they were all coming forward for her, like.
Nah, but like, with cancel culture in general, like, before a certain age, yeah, the things you say, because how many times at school, yeah, will we moving mad? Like, the things we were doing at school back in the day, like just the most dumb shit. Like, we're bullying each other, like, saying, obviously, to an extent, but, like, we're calling each other names, like, but, like, you know, fighting each other, doing all sorts of shit to each other.
There's things I'm like, I'll just overlook.
Yeah,
like,
you're 14 or 15, like, you're a child.
And you got to remember, at the time, if no one pulled up at the time, you can't now pull it up like 10 years
man,
later.
It's not.
You know it's bad.
I'm not. Like, you're not the same person you are at like 25 years old than you were from 15, man. Come on, let's be fair to people. They change. Like, it's not like, fair enough if it's like a murder or like a sexual assault or you know, something serious. But even like, to be honest, I'm not like trying to excuse it, but like, you see racism as well sometimes. Yeah. Like 13, like that's, do you know what I mean? That might be their parents. And now they're 21, 22 years old. They're like, oh, wait, what I was saying back then was the influence of my family and what I thought was okay then, but now it's not. Do you get what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I don't think it's fair to like write someone off for things they said when like a 14.
Well, even the most respected person, you'll find dirt on them then. If we're clipping up everything, then, you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm trying to say? You'll find something. Everyone be cancelled, man.
Exactly. But obviously, this one is a bit different.
If anything happened to one of us, yeah, I'm 100% sure someone will go back on one of our things and be like, oh. Or even just someone come forward and be like, oh, he said this to me in school.
We talked about this before, didn't we?
And then there's just things that there's things that people be like, oh, he said this to me at school. I'll probably be like, do you know what? I probably did say that. I might not remember it, but like, it sounds like something I might
say. Like, we're doing a show now, like,
yeah.
It could get attract more viewership in the future, as an example. Yeah. Someone could clip you up and say, oh, you said this in 2010 or something. Like,
that. Like, I'm not replying. If you try and pull something up from 2012, I won't reply to it. I don't care, but that's just ridiculous, man. What, a 12-year-old?
Do
you know what? Even if they pulled up something from, like, what I said, like, about R. Kelly today, I was just like, I said what I said in it. Like, there's some things I'm just going to have to own.
What,
like,
is this? Like, am I?
I'm going to be like, it's not that deep for me.
I hear, to be on, like, if I'm honest, the R. Kelly shit is very mad, so you're gonna hear a couple, like, you know.
But if I hear a song, I'm like, oh, they're still slapping. I'm not gonna lie. If it's in a public place, I'm not gonna be slapping. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But like, the other day, like, my dad just had, like, you know, like, I'm a tape and he just it plays, like, and R. Kelly came on and slaps with it. I'm not gonna lie.
But can you, do you think you can separate the art, from, as you said, the art from the artist? Can you enjoy now kidhood?
I think when it comes to actors, and you might be able to.
Can you separate that from who he now is being exposed to be?
But acting is different from everything else, though. Like you said, Dutch Valley's the brand. Like, if it was like a model, yourself is your brand. Like, when you're acting, you're not.
Yeah,
like, there's so many other people in that scene.
Well, the thing is, the difference between an actor, you're playing someone you're not. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you're watching someone think that's. Let's be honest, that's fictional.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. We can't pretend that. I mean, I think we all grew up with kidhood and all that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
I can't, if I watch it, I can't pretend, oh, let's say it was true, oh, I didn't like kidhood. That doesn't make sense, because I didn't like kidhood. I didn't like what was going on. So, the show.
Bro, I was going to watch it the other day. I was going to watch
it. I think it's even on Netflix. It was on TV the other day. It's
on Netflix, I think, right now.
I don't think they've pulled it yet. They might.
They're not going to pull it. It's not, as you said, it's not fair.
If anything, you're not going to pull it right before when these allegations come out, because there's going to be those people like, oh, shit,
they're going to take advantage of that.
What's mad with the kidhood, like the Hood series, is that obviously he started off as a bad guy and in front of the whole series, turned out to be good, innit?
What's the one that is called now, the most recent?
Brotherhood.
He's now the good guy.
The one with Stormzy. He's the main,
Like, he's now the main guy. Like, he's now a good guy, innit? Like, everyone's forgiven him and that, so he's done well.
I think it depends, like, I think it's just generally down to your preference. Because there's like people, you know when you know when everyone hated Tariq for what he did in Power? And that translated over to his real life, people are like, fuck this nigga, like, why?
That's stupid though, that's
yeah, but it's like, do you know what I mean? Like, some people look at it different ways, isn't it? So, it depends like how much, like how invested you are in him, person as a character. And I don't think, not meeting me, like in, like as you, like you said, as it progressed through like the kidhoods and stuff like that, like they focus more on his character, but like there's sometimes where it's not,
what you
not
could,
like, heavy focus, so you just put like.
What you can say about the artist, so, that's more linked to music. You could say that I don't like, because you can like artists, right? But you could say, for example, I don't like R. Kelly anymore. You don't like the music.
That's what I'm saying.
Because music, it's how you feel, man. It's how you feel. It's an emotion you feel. You still like the music, you just don't like him anymore. That's different.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, but R. Kelly had a whole career before this came out. So it's like, that's like a whole kind of generation of people and, like, moments in your life that you, like, you know, you're
attached to. I'm not going to lie, let's be real, the figures ain't lying. Spotify hasn't
released it. Yeah, bro, like,
people still listening to it, it's just in private.
He's had a big impact on music. Do you know what I mean? Like, huge impact on
music.
That's
why I say you're not going to watch, what's that movie, Space Jam, because his song's at the end. Like, you're going to listen to it. You're not going to turn off before that song.
That's a big song in our childhood.
Yeah, exactly.
If he was born in the mid to late 90s, you know, that's a big song.
But you see, now, like, Dutch, going back to that, or anybody that's at the start of their career that's had this on them, that's.
Yeah.
Because they haven't made enough like big tunes to have had that, you know, that
creating a band.
Like, you can't.
But the thing was, Dutch though, people fuck with him heavy though, because the rawness, the greenness, fam. He came out hard, man. People like
his first few songs were hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Had his career been maybe like, had he been like 10 years into his career, he might have been a bit like.
That's my point. Yeah.
Also, I think when it's with kids, I don't think people overlook. I will say, like, when someone cancels you for like touching kids and stuff, like, or, do you know what I mean, like those sort of allegations.
That's very bad.
I feel like there's never a comeback from that.
Of course not.
The only one I've seen like is Michael Jackson. People like. Yeah. Proven innocent and stuff. Like.
I swear they came out of one documentary and I swear they're now coming out of another one saying he was like, this is all lies.
But I just see like somewhere the other day, like, I literally saw them like,
nigga been dead for like a decade, bruv. Oh my God.
That's what I feel like.
Let this guy rest in peace, bro. Found not guilty on all charges in 2005. Came up on the, stood up on the limo, was moonwalking and all that, bro. It's done, bro.
That's my thing. But like, that's what I'm saying. People aren't like, people might have been like, oh, I'm not gonna listen to him. But let's be real, people still do listen to him. Like,
look, was Michael Jackson a fucking weirdo? He was. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. People would just accept he's a, like, people were like, oh, he's weird anyway.
Look, he wasn't a weirdo, 100%, bro. 100%.
Was he a nonce, bro?
I don't believe so.
But even if he was, one would never know.
But then again, why? See,
people were still fucking with him anyways. Then his career's not going to change because he had that career beforehand. People liked him so much. They were like, there's certain people that will get overlooked with certain things they do.
But it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, the more you've done, the more people are going to let you get away with my stuff.
100%.
That's the same with Noel Clark, though. That's the thing. Because he's so far in now. His reputation as a film director is so high. Like, he's rated so high. Although this is mad. As you said, he'll be left off the credits, but he'll keep working.
And even if he's on the credits, he's going to be put so far down that it might just be...
No, but hold on a minute. If these allegations came up, because even Brotherhood didn't even come out that many years ago, actually.
That's what I'm saying. So when it happened like
2016, 5 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. So if it's 9 years ago, he's done loads of things since.
If these allegations... you said that apparently people come in even before Napasi got pushed off. So when Brotherhood, because that was big, we're 18 now and it's coming out. Why did no one say anything when Brotherhood came out?
That's what I'm saying, because like even when like everyone knew about what he did to Adam Deacon, but everyone was like agreeing about it. It's a bit mental, isn't it? Like,
yeah, but like
the what thing was he is, actually doing to Adam Deacon?
He's like bullying.
Brotherhood was not that. It was.
It was a main series for us.
It was big, but for the mainstream,
it's not mainstream.
Like.
It was only big because we knew like the kid of the
adult. But for like this a BAFTA and what was
an award, isn't it? It's big.
What did I say he won it for?
Contribution to cinema.
That's a big award that went everywhere. There were reports on it. There was obviously everybody watches the
I'm not even gonna lie, I can't lie, I didn't know he even won an award.
I don't watch the BAFTA.
Until this break,
a lot of people watch the BAFTA. A lot of people involved in
I don't watch the BAFTA.
But what I'm saying is it's as a national thing.
Yeah.
And it's not just like, oh, he won like best, like, I don't know what the fuck they call that, urban fucking whatever you know, those things that they slap.
It was an award that meant something.
Yeah, it's an award that meant something to whatever like colour skin you are. It's like, this is a very big award.
It's not like a niche audience, that's what.
Yeah, exactly. This was like
bigger scale.
Yeah.
If you think the timing makes so much sense, though, because the best time to take someone down is when they're at the top, if that makes sense.
Like we said with Dutch,
ain't no one catching him when he directed 4-3-2-1 innit. That was a sick film. But that was a sick film. I think it came out 2010, 2011. You ain't catching him at them times, or when he was directing these low budget films and all that. You ain't catching up with them these times. We'll catch him when he's got these ITV series, BAFTA awards.
It's like,
bro, it's like, you got a thing as well, like social media now. Like, even when we started uni back in 2016, it wasn't even like this. Now, anything that happens.
And even that was big enough.
Anything that 2017 happens, onwards, obviously, that's when the Me Too movement started. But we're living in different times, bro.
Everything that happens.
And you got to think also, like, the press wouldn't have cared at his beginning of his career, do you know what I mean? Like,
no one cares,
how many people talked about Dutchavelli because he was at the beginning of his career? Like, he was at the peak of his career. Like,
this was like.
He wasn't at the peak, but like.
This year he had, it was like mad. Like,
he was on his way to peak. So
everybody wanted to work with him.
But you see, like, the media didn't pick it up because it was a bit like. Like, think how many like people are out there harassing people today. They won't tell everyone because it doesn't matter. It's only going to matter when you're at the top.
One thing as well, like, we know about this because I thought maybe we're interested in these kind of things.
Yeah.
Some of my boys, they don't even know these things are happening. Like, they're I feel like not just if you're like a Twitter user or if you're just someone that reads the news, you know, like they're involved, obviously us men are, but there are a lot of people that aren't really. So you see when like Tory Lane situation happened, a lot of my boys still listen to him.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah,
because,
bro.
Because, no, but because...
How's that different from me to R. Kelly, though? How's that different from me to R. Kelly?
Nah, fuck with Tory Lanez, bro.
No, but like, people really follow this shit. They don't really use socials like that. So they just be like, oh, I didn't even know about that. Like,
and it's also, it's only cool to hate someone if everyone else hates them. Do you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Because everyone hates R. Kelly, it's easy. Twitter, half people still don't care about Tory Lanez.
That's weird, though, man, because hate's an emotion. How can you just decide what emotion you are? Because
that's what I'm saying. On day one, if something's come out, I'll hate him. Like, it's not gonna happen. You might hate the person, but you don't hate the things they've done. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, what are you actually hating then? Because you hate someone basically.
I hate what he did, but I don't hate his music. Like, that's the life. Oh, like, I can't stand someone's music.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah. You can say that's what the artist isn't. Like, you can say I don't like him anymore, but I still like the music.
But that's, I feel like that's an emotional state.
Say if someone's like close to you, like, say if you've got like a weird uncle, brother, and they, you know, you don't invite the uncle to like family functions and all that.
Yeah,
because you know what they're up to, innit? But like, that's your uncle, innit? You hate what they do, but you love them. I know it's different. Do you know what I'm saying?
It depends what they're doing.
I feel like if it was a parent, no, it depends on what they're doing, isn't it? Really,
you go to a family function, everyone knows, that weird uncle, like, don't go near him, yeah? But like,
and I think it's also based on what you think is wrong. Like, you might know someone that's banging fraud, but you don't care because, like, it doesn't affect me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's my, you're not going to disown them. What we're talking
about.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you calculate in your head, like, oh, I can accept that. So if you think, oh, I can accept that.
I get a couple, free garments of
that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's acceptable because it hasn't affected you.
Yeah.
That's the way it is with everybody, isn't it? Like,
and it's with everything, though, isn't it? Like, racism, like, you might be like, you might hear something racist, like, oh, yeah, it affects me, so.
Exactly. Yeah. Same thing with, like, obviously, let's, okay, I'm not even going into this too much, but obviously, we're going to see a little bit about fucking the Palestine Israel situation. You're not seeing that much right now, innit? Just because.
I'll just switch up, boy.
Nah, I'm just going to.
He saw his opportunity, he was like, let me do it.
I'm going to see I'll be wanting to
He got to Palestine for fraud.
I don't even know too much about the situation, I'd be honest.
Do you know what?
Go on.
I just wanted to say something on that, Free Palestine, innit? But
Free Palestine.
Do you know what? I'm not even gonna lie.
That was what I said, because it's not affecting people. You're only starting to see it now, and the media.
It hasn't been mainstream either, like. Because people have to go do their research, they're not gonna go do their research. Until someone brings it to your attention, you're not gonna do it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
with
the Black Lives Matter, like, it's. For so long it's come up that, like, it was in your face, you couldn't really ignore it, you have to follow it. But like with this, you don't have to follow it, because it's like, you could easily just like, well, I've got no Muslim friends, you're probably not going to see it. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a high chance you're probably gonna have a black friend or someone that's black on your feed that you might just, like, if it's a Muslim person, like, if it's a religion, you'll just scroll past them, like,
yeah, well, that's the thing. I don't obviously, because of where I live maybe, but I don't really know that many Palestinians or even like,
yeah. Well, if I'm being honest, I didn't even know what Palestine was. I had to do my research, to be fair. Cause
that's the thing.
Because I saw someone posting about it on, like, on Twitter. It was just a random person. I was like, oh, cool, let me read into it. And then like, I did, like, I watched YouTube videos. And then it was, like, I don't even know who. It was, like, a lady that Hash put on our TV one time.
Huh?
I can't remember Hash, her name. Yeah. He put, like, this lady on the TV. And was like, oh, I should watch this. She, like, goes into detail. And she had, like, pictures of, like, when she was in Palestine. So I didn't even know it was a separate country. I just thought they were people. I knew there was Palestinian people. Like, it's probably stupid of me not to realise Palestine is a country.
Yeah.
I did my research into it. All I'm gonna say on it is, like, I said it before on here, innit? Like, Britain had a hand in it. Like, every time there's a problem,
as simple as it is, from what I understand is basically in like, after the Second World War,
yeah,
I think Israel as a country was
in 1948. They gave them that land basically.
Everything happened, like, Britain was like, oh, because you've been displaced,
yeah,
you can go back here because, like, this is your birthright.
And then
they just kind of pushed the Palestine.
Gradually, they've just continued to take more and more
land,
Palestine, until to this point, I think, like, they're now literally going into people's houses saying, get out. We're now placing.
And the thing is, it's on video
Israelis
as well, so I feel like
to this place now, yeah.
But I'm not judging like anyone's religion. I'm just judging the people that are doing it. If that makes sense.
It's
like,
not because you're seeing Jewish people in this country that are like protesting against what's happening. In Israel, right?
I don't think
now,
it's down
so
to like the religion. It's down to certain people that are just
It's the same. It's the same as anything, bro. It's the same as like because the US, UK, France, all these countries are probably backing it. They're ignoring it. It's
and also, I think
anything.
The UK is not
going to
say much about it because. Well, the UK and America aren't going to say much about it because they were the ones that essentially started, if it makes sense. Like, if I knew you caused trouble, I'm staying quiet. I'm just like, let it blow.
Yeah.
I'll start this trouble.
That's the thing, though, again.
I'm not now going to go fix it.
That's the UK, bro.
The people that started trouble,
just back away.
Who's the spotlight on then? The person who started, he's just in the background, is watching it.
But the thing, the thing is, because the UK and America have caused so much problem, the spotlight is always on them. You just don't even realise the spotlight there. You're just like, oh. You just automatically assume, oh, they probably had a hand in it.
we can't figure out what they've done. Or like, we can't.
The US have a hand in everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Like the UK, USA, and most of Europe. Of course, most of the problems in the world. Like
see USA, yeah, I'm not even involved with USA, man.
I'm still trying to go there next year, I can't know.
But what? Well, you better be careful what you say, mate.
Huh?
You better be careful what you say, mate. Like,
yeah, don't say nothing, man. Might not come back. So. Might not even be allowed in, to be honest. But
yeah, I don't think, to be fair, like with Palestine thing, yeah, I think people are scared to talk about it because they don't know what they're saying, if that makes sense. I think state of history is
because it's
been
like so hidden to us that we don't know what's going on to it. Like, I'm only seeing it now because obviously, Ash.
Yeah, I probably did like
sending me a couple of videos to watch and that.
I did research into it a couple of months ago.
So it also happened during the month of Ramadan as well. So
that's I'm seeing the video. The thing is,
like you say, it's happening during the month. It's been happening for years.
I'm talking about now.
I feel like the next step that they've taken is like more offensive because people are like, oh, you're kicking someone out. You're like, you're making someone homeless.
Yeah. And people saying it's mad. I'm seeing videos of this is disrespectful just as a human being to another human being, like I'm seeing it like attacking and assaulting people in a mosque.
Yeah.
Like when people are peacefully, you know, doing it, like praying, whatever, like they're doing. That's just.
But what
as a human being, why are you doing that to another human being? Like, why are you? Do you know what I mean? That's very.
That's why you're disturbing them, kind of.
That's why you. That's very mad to me.
But I did see as well. There was like this lady was saying like when she went around there, she was like, oh, in Israel they control the water as well. So like,
man, how can you control water, man? Like,
well, so basically they cut the water off to like certain parts of like Palestinian areas, so they have to have like water tanks on top of their houses to catch water. Otherwise, they don't get most of the day they don't get water. There's things like that. They're like
people, man.
It's not hidden, like, but you have to go there to see it. Like she was saying, like, oh, I've got like I secretly recorded this, but like they don't know I recorded it until like I got back here.
Oh, okay.
Because she was like, oh yeah, there's like water, like things on people's houses. Like they have to have special like passports within the country to get into certain places. There's separate roads. Like these aren't things that are like hidden. Like there's a separate road that only like Israeli people can take. Mm-hmm. Palestinian people can't because they have separate like number plates on the cars. So Israeli people can go on like any road, but the Palestinians can't go on this certain.
Wait, is that within one like parameter? Like
I don't think it's a big country.
It's not even a big country. I don't think it's like much bigger than like from here to like. Oxford. It's not a massive country. So like literally the roads are next to each other. But then there's like a checkpoint, and they're like, "Oh, cool, you're Israeli. Oh, this is the Palestinian road, but you can use it. If they're Palestinian, they're like, you can't use this road." Like, if you just, I can't remember who it was on YouTube. I can't remember her name, but it's like this American lady who's just like, "This is."
I've seen it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about because we watched.
The thing is, it's not like, and I don't think like, I think that's why people are scared. Because people are like, "Oh, I don't want to come across as I'm like anti-Semitic." But I don't think it's being anti-Semitic if you're literally just saying like, "This is the fact. This is what's happened." They're not hiding that. They've just got separate roads. They're not hiding that. They've got like. Certain streets Palestinians can't even walk down, so like, well, they can, like, the only the ones that live there, but only because they live there they can walk down it. But if you have a passport, you're like, oh, you don't live there, like, you can't go there, you've got to go like, a long way around. So they started blocking off certain areas.
It's actually quite a big country, to be fair.
What, Israel?
But it's also,
yeah, like, Palestine, Israel, yeah, it's quite big, to be fair.
So I get why people, I get why, if even if you're not Palestinian, you would be angry. So I did watch, like, have you seen this thing on YouTube called Middle Ground? I don't know if you guys have
seen that.
It's like they normally have like two opposing places together. So like it could be like it was like the Trump supporters, like Republicans and like Democrats, and they were like, "Oh, can they ever agree on certain things?" And they had one that was like Israeli people and Palestinians, and basically there's one like Israeli girl that was proper like you said like she's like, "Oh, I see like what we're doing, like it's not right. Like there's not much I can do about it because obviously that's just what we've been told." And there was one like Israeli guy that was like to them. So the Palestinians like, "Oh yeah, but this is our land, like don't do it." And the Palestinian guy was like, "That's rude, you can't say that's not your land, like you came here after us and stuff." And then they were asking questions like, "Oh, can we ever work together?" And all the Palestinians were like, "Yeah, we can, we don't want much, we literally just want you to leave us alone, basically."
Yeah.
And,
so basically not work together.
Yeah, but no, the Palestinians were like, "Yeah, we literally just want
they're,
peace."
They're the original
and then
people,
there was the, yeah, so. The Israeli guy was like, I can't remember what he said, it was like along the lines like, "Oh yeah, I served," because they all have to serve in like a certain part of the military. For the Israeli police, and he's like, "Yeah, I served in that, but like your people aren't doing anything to like help. They're like, we need to control your people." Because the guy was like, "Oh, well, would you be alright if the Palestinians controlled Israel?" And they were like, "No." He's like, "We need to control you," basically like saying, "Oh, you guys are uncivilized, you wouldn't be able to run the country," essentially. So I think if you have views like, I think those are the views that like are what causing the problem. Because there's probably loads of people in Israel that probably like they might not even know like the full extent that's going on. Because I feel like if you're in your own country, you're probably not going to realize. Mm. And if you think it's the norm to have like separate roads that only certain. Racist people can say, you're probably not going to realise it's a bit weird. lets you step out and be like, oh,
no, eventually they're gonna like, it's just gonna be all like Israel, and it's gonna be no more like Palestinians. Yeah.
Pretty much is at the moment.
It's basically trying to like eventually
they're displacing people until like,
I don't know where they're gonna go.
Well, obviously, it backs onto like other Arab countries like Lebanon and stuff like that.
Become
so
refugees,
they're just
gonna
push them.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Because I feel like Arab,
that's going to cause more problems as well, because it's going to be like, we don't want you here either, innit? So that's going to become like spare refugee camps.
I think they know what's going on, so I feel like they are accepting people. But obviously, if this is where you, like, this is your home place,
you don't want to go
like,
in.
And they were even saying, like, oh, we've had family here. Like, it's like, say, for instance, someone came to like your home country and they were like, oh, I've had history here, but, like, oh, but our Bible says we can be here. You're going to get annoyed. So I get why people are annoyed, to be fair. So
they just need to get along, man. At the end of the day, man. At the end of the day, if you look at cousins, innit? Abraham.
Yeah.
You know, Islam, Judaism, like.
Yeah, man.
Stop all this violence, man, please, man.
Everyone's
it's too much, man.
Isn't it? But what's it? Yeah. Run out of time. But yeah, everybody free. Yeah, everybody go watch this. We're going to put links in the bio for videos you can watch in Palestine. Go
talking about violence, you lot stop fucking up Selfridges for everyone else as well.
Yeah.
Just need to put that out there.
We talked about this before, you man, stop, because they're not going to let any black people in from now on.
Yeah, man. I don't shop there anyway, man. I just, so
when I want to go there in the summer, and they're now calling me this, that, and the other, you're not coming
in. June.
In.
We're not even halfway, 6 months into the year, and you're breaking New Year's resolutions already, man, not to do violence, man.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like London will be the reason we go back into lockdown. Like, I've seen some mad scenes. I'm not gonna lie, I've seen some mad scenes.
This is why
you look all
right in Bournemouth, man. This is why we see
Bournemouth's a mess too.
I saw like Kiefer Harris, like day one of lockdown sport now.
No,
we're going right back.
There's like beaches, if anything, man, just relaxing. London's just crazy, man.
People were stabbing each other in Selfridges, you know, that's.
Stop fucking up for everyone, man.
Yeah, man, I can't even go to Selfridges no more.
But I can't even shop there anyway, man. That's at my price range, bro.
Even if you wanted to,
it's
done now. Anyway, that's the On Record podcast. Whoa, the spoken record this week with the Mandem. Go listen to that. As I said, links in the description to all the things we talked about. Yeah, links to articles about the No Clark situation, Palestine. Links to these man's socials and channels. But yeah, go listen. We're back. Every week, hopefully.
Say hopefully, because you can't do proper promises to people.
Yeah. Can't be promises. Ah, fucking angry.
No, but that's.